If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and let's talk tech with our tech reporter, Bridget Carey from CNET. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Wendy.
You as well. I was thinking of you over the weekend because I couldn't find the pictures on my iPhone since the upgrade, the update on the iOS.
Oh, no.
And my son texted me something that said, hey, you can get your pictures back to how they were. And he said, the minute you do that, the update will probably fix it for you. Any update on the pictures?
Okay, so a lot of people had complaints about pictures with all these changes to the operating system, and I think Apple heard, because the last time you and I talked, we were like, oh, I was mentioning this, but now, since then, there's a new update to your iPhone that kind of makes it a little easier to find your favorites again.
Good.
But in general, it is still different, and there's still a little bit of a learning curve on like where everything is, but or like how you got to move your finger to scroll. Even sometimes we're like so baked in with like how we move our finger that when they move when they change a direction, our whole world goes upside down. And I agree that they shouldn't do that. But if you have one interesting thing though is that there is a search bar, and you'd be surprised what you can find sometimes in the search bar if you type in, like, let's say the kids went to the zoo or something like that. You could type in, like, zoo, gorilla, animals, and even if you don't know, like, the month it was, like, it'll start pulling up things. I had cable, camera. Sometimes I did, like, some weird words that you wouldn't typically think, and it knows. Even, like, Disney for vacation, sometimes it picks it up, you know? So it's kind of interesting that way. If you're ever really, you know, not sure when you took a photo.
I'm kind of like an AI. I hate to say that. And I know a lot of people who do voiceovers, which I dabble in sort of, are going to probably lose their gigs. But it is kind of helpful.
What do you like about it? Are you liking the summaries on your phone?
Yes.
Where it kind of like summarizes?
Yeah, I was looking for something. I had my oven locked up while I was cooking on New Year's Eve. I've been cursed. I don't know what's going on with me. But I just kind of Googled something, and then all of a sudden, like, a wealth of information was generated by AI and told me to use a hex key to open my locked oven door. I mean, it was kind of great.
Sometimes it's really handy, and other times I've seen it give very confident wrong advice.
Oh, really?
So tell everyone. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, hey, if it works for you, it's good. But every once in a while, these systems are designed to speak in English very confidently, and they will say something that goes, okay, well, I guess I've even fallen for it when I'm really fast trying to research something, and it puts a date together wrong. I'm trying to figure out when something happened, and the Google search results now kind of give you AI first before an actual story sometimes. So take a moment to go, okay, let me like, thanks for the quick help, AI, but let me maybe double check if it's something that involves, like, I don't know, home remedy for something that maybe you should, like, see if it really works or not. You know, so something simple is fun, you know, and quick, and I like it. I don't know if we're there at the full 100% trustworthiness, but I think they're trying to save us time. Let's see how long we have for patience and any mistakes we come across, though.
All right. Well, I'm not betting 100% on it at this point. Are you excited about the Consumer Electronics Show that is happening, what is it, next week in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I'm already flying out this weekend for it, and I'm prepping for it. Yeah, this is the time. This is like the Super Bowl of like weird tech and big screen TV tech, and it kind of gives us a glimpse at where everything's heading. I mean, sure, you and I, like the real things we buy are the iPhones and the laptops, but here are the companies that kind of inspire that next thing, that, you know, what we'll see maybe in our homes in 5 years. So, for example, we saw a transparent television last year, where imagine it like a fish tank or like a transparent GIF where you only see the fish, but you could see through to the wall on the other side. That's already on sale for $60,000. Yeah, sure, we're not going to buy that. But they had like a really big TV from TCL that was 115 inches. That's $20,000 today. So, Leo, let's wait a little while before it comes out. There's always cool things to see. And a lot of companies look to these kinds of shows and go, okay, what's next? Like, there's a car that's going to be unveiled that has the entire front windshield as something that could have like a transparent display put on it. Listen, I'm not a fan of distracted things
yeah.
on the windshield, but it shows you where they're thinking, right? They're thinking instead of having a bunch of screens, maybe the information you need is actually just kind of hovering on the windshield itself to say turn left, turn right, or something like that. I'll have to see for myself in person to be sold on it or not, you know, but either way, this is where they kind of show the concepts. And a lot of talk about AI. You know, last year when I went, there was AI in everything. AI in toothbrushes to tell you if you missed a spot brushing. AI in robot vacuums to say, oh, that's a cord and that's a sock and I won't run that over. You and I just talked about AI on our phones. You know, where's the practical AI? I think people hear the word AI as a marketing term so often that I'm looking forward to seeing, all right, is it more than just something being slapped on a box to say they have AI? Or is it going to be in an affordable, practical way that actually helps our lives a little better?
That's true. And am I wrong, but is there an abundance of celebrities that will be taking part this year? Has it always been like this?
They always get some celebrities to come out because, it helps get attention when, I mean, Wendy, there is like every company under the sun, it's international, is there. So sometimes companies, say, oh, we'll get a celebrity and then the media will pay attention to us, because how could you pay attention to everything on the show floor? It's hard. It's very competitive. But yeah, I mean, LL Cool J was there one year or like, it's like random, like, oh, that celebrity. Okay, sure. Or if it's a health product, you'll see a health celebrity or a cooking celebrity for a cooking product. There's a whole section now for cooking robots. That's the kind of thing I like to hang out at because I get to record and I get to snack.
Well, rumor has it Lenny Kravitz is going to be there this year, Maria Shriver and Martha Stewart, and perhaps Stevie Wonder. I mean, these are big names.
Yeah, and you know what? It is like I said, these companies bring in like big names because it's kind of fun, to see what everyone's doing, and it's a little bit of an advertising marketing thing, but it's still fun. It's still fun.
And 1 minute left. What do we have to expect coming our way from Apple in 2025? Something you're really excited about?
I think the biggest thing is they're coming out with or rumored to a speaker. Like a HomePod speaker that has a screen on it. So imagine like the smart home is kind of going to get a boost. We heard all about the stuff on our phones and laptops with AI. Now they got to put the smart Siri in a speaker and maybe make it some sort of smart home hub where like it's got a screen that can kind of swivel on your countertop. So we'll see where that goes. Maybe kind of in the direction that you've seen Amazon do in the past.
I'm a big Apple fan, I have to admit it. All right, well, safe travels. Enjoy yourself at the Consumer Electronics Show. And Happy New Year to you, Bridget Carey.
Same to you, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.